Welcome to Cumulus Community, a weekly public affairs show spotlighting the most pressing issues affecting our community. Now, here's this week's host.
Hi, it's Vic Edwards. Welcome to today's edition of Cumulus Community. Joining us right now is Executive Director of Children's Wishes, Mary O'Rourke. Mary, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us. We're glad to be back.
Well, listen, Children's Wishes has been around for quite some time. It looks like it was formed in 2009, right?
Yep, we were formed back in 2009. We were, a lot of us who were volunteers were part of a larger organization that ended up merging, with another chapter in another state. So we just wanted to keep it local with Rhode Island kids, and we started this back in 2009.
So Children's Wishes, tell us exactly what you do. I think people can probably guess, but tell us about it anyway.
Sure. We grant wishes to children 2.5 to 18 years of age who are suffering from a life-threatening medical condition. We feel that the beauty of just being essentially Rhode Island-based, we have a couple of kids over the border in Massachusetts, but mainly Rhode Island, is that we're able to really stay in touch with our families. We're still in touch with families right from the very beginning, and we're able to offer them that ongoing support and provide a venue where parents can get together and they see each other, not in a hospital setting, and they're able to give the support only another family can give who has been through cancer or some of the other complex illnesses that these children have.
So it takes them away from the problem and distracts them and lets them have a little bit of fun, right?
Sure. The wish, you know, can be anything from a week at Disney. Some of the kids have some other creative things. Way back, we had trips to the Google headquarters. We've had trips to Hawaii. We had a young man who went to WrestleMania in Las Vegas, and James's wish granter was Donna, who was his teacher back in grammar school for he and his brother. So that was an unexpected reunion, which was really nice. We have another young man, Michael, who wanted a home gym. So I would say Disney is still our most popular wish, where the kids go down to Give Kids the World and, you know, get 6 days of park tickets, and it's an amazing time. But some of the older kids want some different things. Some kids don't want to travel, or, you know, a roller coaster isn't for them. So we meet with the families, and, you know, the sky's the limit trying to make these dreams come true for these kids. And also, as I said, we support the parents and the siblings with some of the other activities that we have. And the wish, essentially, I think, to see a child who has gone through so much is really something very special for the entire family, including the siblings, for everyone to be able to smile and relax and know that, you know, there are positive things happening in the midst of all this heartache.
How many kids have you granted wishes to over the years?
We've granted 151 wishes. We have 33 that are in progress as we speak. Some of the kids have aged out of their original wish and have decided they wanted to do something different. So, you know, we don't rush them. We let them, you know, decide on something that they really want. So again, because we're in touch with the families, they're coming to our events, they're participating in other programming. There's no pressure on them. It's not a one and done deal. So they're going to see us, and, you know, we're in regular contact with the families to try and figure out, you know, what something special, what a special experience will be for some of the kids.
You talked about the family programming. Tell us a little bit about that. What does the family get involved in these family programs?
So we started the family programming probably back over 10 years ago when we saw the need for some of the siblings to be able to participate in things while mom and dad might have been at the hospital or doctor's appointments. So our first program, other than our holiday and summer picnics that we have every year, was our On Par Golf Academy with Rhode Island Children's Golf Course. So the kids themselves could go, the siblings could go and bring a friend to learn how to play golf. We have kids that have been taking private lessons with Coach Dave down at Rhode Island Children's in Coventry. for years and have really, you know, learned a lot, not just how to play golf, but a lot of good life skills. So that's been great. We have a Wishing You Wellness program where if mom or dad or some of the older kids want to go to a gym or yoga classes, we've reached out to different places to make arrangements for the families to go. So we leave it open to them to contact us, and or we've made arrangements with some facilities. We have our Journey Fund, which helps out kids that have already had a wish and might have relapsed and are in a critical phase of their illness. We're able to do some special things for them. We've got our Words for Wishes. We have a library in our office so the kids can come in and get books and pass them on to friends. Our Connect Fund, iPads for the kids, which is often helpful if they don't have one when they're in the hospital. And we're starting back up our Starbound Performing Arts program. One of our Wish Moms, Sharon, is going to be working on putting together a performance with Wish Kids and other kids who might want to be involved. So theater, a nice way for kids to be able to express themselves and learn along the way, everything from the acting piece to the behind the scenes piece. So we're really excited to get that going again.
Wow, there's so much to do, so yeah. Much going on.
Yeah. Yeah. And we, you know, we have Bryn's Closet, which has our costumes for the kids based on Bryn, who's now a teenager, you know, who wore her 33 princess dresses to her 30 radiation treatments. We were inspired by her. And Mishnach Barn, we have a wonderful relationship with them. And we do have some kids who, you know, are 18 and older now who are able to go in there and learn how to do the country line dancing. You know, which is, you know, a great thing to do, not just going out, sitting around. They're out there dancing and burning calories and having a lot of fun and, you know, something for the parents to do too. So yes, we try and be agile and, you know, adapt to what our families need. If kids go back in the hospital or are celebrating graduations, you know, a gift card can go a long way to bring a smile to someone's face. So again, you know, that interpersonal relationship we have with our families. We're proud to be able to do that. And I think, you know, being Rhode Island based helps in that sense. And our donors are very appreciative of seeing all the kids at the events. They're watching these kids grow up. And I think that's inspiring from a donor perspective to see the success stories, even in the face of some really serious illnesses.
Do some of the kids come back and participate as a volunteer ever?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, we're, Ella is one of our kids who we met when she was 6 years old, and she's going into high school next year. She's coming with her mom on Monday, you know, to represent everyone at a golf tournament at Rhode Island Country Club to meet and greet. And she's been taking lessons, a great golfer. So she'll be there. But yes, we have Alyssa, who's actually the Rhode Island mermaid, who comes to our events. And she has a child of her own. You know, she has her day job, but she's a beautiful mermaid dressed up and does photo ops with people. She comes back. And, you know, all the kids, you know, they are willing to come back and volunteer. We have an advisory board where we have some kids on there, you know, and we're looking to really make that more robust and get their ideas. Because honestly, I think, you know, the parents and the kids, they are, you know, the future of the organization. If you want legacy planning of people who really understand what it means to be a part of our Wish family, I think that's where you look to. So we're excited. Ella has actually said she'd like my job. So I'm prepared. I'm prepared to go when she's ready. Not yet, though.
How can some of our listeners get involved? What can we do?
So we have several events that we have every year. We have our golf tournament coming up at War Country Club year 11. On July 20th, you know, we're always looking for volunteers. We're looking for tee signs and hole signs, raffle items. We have our family outing coming up at Matuna Community Association. We're looking for volunteers to help with games with the kids. That's down in Wakefield, right near Matuna State Beach. It's a beautiful spot. And we'll be there 11:30 to 2:30. We have our gala in October at Roads on the Patuxent. Again, we'd love to see people come, volunteer, raffle, silent auction items, but most of all, attend. And, you know, that's our main fundraiser along with our golf tournament where people really see the kids, kids in action. We just had Blake's Kitchen on the end of April at Roads on the Patuxent, which is a kids cooking competition, and had a few of the Wish kids who were also competing in that. So we're located in Warwick, right on Post Road, down the street from the airport, across from Dave's Bar and Grill, if people are familiar with that, in the airport corporate park. We have a, you know, an office that's very welcoming to people if they want to come down and see us. Other than that, they can go on our website, which is www.childrens-wishes.org. And there is a volunteer application on there. They can see our family programming, our Wish Warriors, which are, you know, a sampling of our kids and their wishes and where they are now. And, you know, there's fundraisers that can be done at work. So there's some ideas on the tab that says ways to help. Wish granters, we're always looking. We have our wish granting meetings coming up probably before the end of the summer to get kicked off in the fall and meet with people who might want to, you know, be two of the amazing people that go out to each family and meet with them to see what the wish might be and stay in touch with the family and follow up. So we're aware of the ongoing needs of the family. So lots of opportunities. I've never seen anyone who's helped us out who, you know, who has not been more than happy and felt that they got more than they gave. We have our office, which essentially is staffed by myself, and we have two ladies in South County, and we have our staff volunteers, Ruth and Pam, who are here retired but still giving back 2+ days a week in every event that we have. Once we have you, we have you. And we are very blessed that people, you know, are so willing to give their time and treasure for these kids who and their families who really are amazing. And our families are amazing giving back also. We're very, very lucky for their generosity of their time and of allowing us to be a part of their success story going forward with these amazing kids.
Just one more thing before we go. Let's say if I go to the website, can I just make a straight donation? Is that possible?
Yes. There's a donate button right on the website. And our tax ID is on there. You'll get an acknowledgement for your donation. And if you want to jump on our mailing list, you can also opt into that also. So there's lots of ways to give. If it's not a donation, it's time. And the website has a lot of that information on there. And we're always welcoming new people to become involved. I think the strength of our organization is always having the door open to people who want to open their heart and give. And we're very, very grateful every single day.
That's Executive Director of Children's Wishes, Mary O'Rourke. Mary, it sounds like a wonderful program, and I'm sure some of the people listening would love to get involved. And we appreciate you stopping by and giving us the rundown. One more time on the golf tournament. When is that?
It is July 20th, a 1 p.m. shotgun tournament at Warwick Country Club in Warwick, and it's year 11. It's an amazing tournament. We still have maybe a couple of spots left. It usually sells out every year, but we could use volunteers, tee signs, hole signs. It's an amazing group of very generous people. So a great way to promote your business, whether in also raffle items, live auction items. But it's a great day. You can also just come for dinner. You can sign up and buy a guest ticket for dinner. It's on the water. It's a beautiful spot to be in July, and we'd love to have you.
Well, thanks again, Mary O'Rourke, Executive Director of Children's Wishes. We appreciate your time, and we look forward to all the great events happening with Children's Wishes, and we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate your time and all you do, Vic, for so many. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on Cumulus Community. I'm Vic Edwards. Please join us again next week.
This has been Cumulus Community. If you are a nonprofit, charity, or community champion and would like the opportunity to speak about your initiative, please contact us at light105.com.